Good Saturday morning. Welcome to the Saturday devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. On the road today, heading into Louisiana eventually. Still had internet today, so we'll see how long we can go with these daily broadcasts. Today, we continue spending time in God's Word and working through the devotional journal, Watch Your Mouth, Choosing Words Which Honor Christ. Today's topic in that journal is to choose joyful words. It's fascinating as you read Scripture, and Philippians is often known or referred to as the book of joy. And Paul's consistently encouraging the Philippian people and us to rejoice always, to be filled with joy. I read in the devotional that if you're curious about how to discover joy and what rejoice always means, you might want to do a little research on where Paul was when he was writing these words to the Philippian people and to us. It was not a place you would typically think of as a joyful place. But God writes and he talks about the presence of the Lord and filling us with rejoicing, with joy on our lips and from our mouth. You see, that's the heart of how we can rejoice always. That's the heart of how, regardless of our circumstances, we can choose joyful words. It's the presence of God dwelling with us and in us. It's not that we have to be happy about everything that happens. There are many things that happen that we probably shouldn't be happy about. But if God is with us, and he says he is, and we know that, then there ought to be things to rejoice about. There ought to be a reason to live choosing joyful words. You see, I don't know about you, but I'm hoping that every one of us at some point in our life have received a note of encouragement, a phone call, a text, a message in some fashion that is meant to encourage us and does in fact encourage us. You have to think, what is at the heart of those messages? The joy that someone thought about us and wanted to express appreciation, wanted to express what we meant to them and maybe an action that we took or some words that we said. You see, we tend to encourage others out of the joy that we experience. And sometimes we have to look a little more carefully, a little more thoroughly than at other times. Sometimes the joy of the Lord is just almost drowned out by the cares of the world. It's something we must be on guard about. We must pay attention to. We must not allow to happen. When Jesus told the parable of the sower, of scattering seed, and some seed took root, but it was strangled out by the cares of the world. And so often in our walk with God, in our relationship with Him, the cares of the world feel more pressing than the awareness of His presence. As you spend time praying today, I would encourage you to consider how much the presence of God fills you. To consider what that really means. To look at your day today and ask God, how can I live with a greater not only a greater sense of joy, but with a greater expression of joy. I'm one that really has to work on that. I've had different individuals comment about how awake or happy I seem to be in the early mornings when I do these devotions. And that's not the standard, Tom. That's something I work on through God's Spirit and through His presence in my life. I did not grow up a morning person. But the joy comes because I get up in the morning and I'm spending time with God and with you through these videos. And while knowing that your presence is out there somewhere is helpful, it's knowing God's presence is here with me that gives me joy. My normal working face, my normal walking around face is, well, some have described it as rather frightening. It's a chore to let the joy that's in me be seen and expressed. But that's really what God's talking about. He's not talking about pasting on a fake smile or a fake joy. That does really no good. He's talking about being filled with joy so that the joyful face, the joyful words that come from you are genuine. As I'm heading into Louisiana to work with IDES another week, I'm thinking of the joy that was experienced and expressed by people in Iowa in the middle of very difficult circumstances in their life. But it was very apparent, it was a genuine joy that someone cared about them. Oh, they weren't joyful about the loss of property and destruction of property and things that they experienced, but you see, for many of us, it's just knowing that someone cares. And it really begins with an awareness, a knowledge, a clinging to the promise of God that He cares. And then it expands as we live as children of God, caring for one another. And when we care for one another, we recognize the joy that they experience. And as others care for us and encourage us, we too are filled with joy that we're not alone. As I began these daily broadcasts back in March, something or the other, it was my hope and prayer that it would encourage someone in the midst of so much isolation, that they weren't alone. And even as things have changed over the last 6 months or so with the whole COVID mess and our nation and the political mess that we're in and everything else, I love different of the Facebook posts that I've seen yesterday and this morning. They talk about the best way to never forget, to remember what happened on 9/11 is to every day live like we did on 9/12. To seek out unity, to seek out peace, to seek out commonality and working together. We did that for a day, but it didn't seem to last very long. And when we live like that, when we live to honor the sacrifices of others, when we live to honor the opinions of others, when we live to respect one another, the joyful words become a more natural thing. say, wow, God. As I began my journey yesterday after work, I stopped in Indianapolis for some skyline chili. I really enjoy it, and just don't get it up in the South Bend area. We can make it at home, and it's good, but it's not the same as sitting down in a restaurant. And just the simple joys of a good meal. Knowing I'm heading into some very difficult work, but still filled with joy that God has given me the ability, the opportunity, the support of a great church behind me to say, help others, serve, because God has gifted and created you to serve. What would your life look like today if you were encouraged more than ever before to help others? To examine the gifting that God has put into your life and find ways to serve someone. I think your joy would increase because you would be living out the presence of God. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us and fills us with your Spirit and with a joy that cannot be quenched. Oh, we can ignore it, we can stifle it, we can even get rid of it, but if we seek it, if we cling to it, it's not something that the external forces of this world can quench. So, Father, today I pray that we would look to you for ways and means to serve and express the joy that you've given us. May we choose joyful words, regardless of our circumstances. In the midst of some great difficulties in life, may we find reason to have joy, even as we sort out the circumstances, even when sorrow fills us. I know, Father, it sounds strange to my human ears to think of being filled with joy and using joyful words in the midst of sorrow, and yet, because of your presence, it's possible. And so, Father, today, as we go about life, I think of the children in our homes, our communities, our churches, children that, by nature, are filled with joy, and how quickly our world works and squashes that joy, and how we at times burden our children with cares of this world that aren't theirs to carry. They discover the joy is gone. Father, I think of the preschool children that I was able to observe as I worked outside this past week, and the playing, and the laughter, and the pure joy that could be seen and heard in them as they were able to interact and to be children. And so, Father, help us today to be children. Well, not to be childlike, maybe childlike, but not to be childish. But to be your children, to live life with joy and express that joy through the words that we share on social media, through the words that we speak to others. To be a representative of Jesus that helps people to see him more clearly. Father, today, may our life look different than the world. In a world filled with division and hatred and anger and violence and so much that is unpleasant, May the joy of the Lord that is within us be seen through us and as a bright and shining example. And Father, in everything that we do, may we lift up Jesus, that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Saturday morning, a devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me. I do want to remind you, if you're listening on a regular basis, that I am headed into the Lake Charles, Louisiana area to work with some disaster relief and cleanup efforts. I have no idea the consistency or availability of internet once I get there. And so taking a couple nights on this 17 plus hour drive from northern Indiana to the Gulf region in the southern Louisiana. And so check in when I can. If you get up in the morning and don't find a live broadcast or recorded broadcast, it probably simply means that I couldn't get online. I do so much appreciate your prayers for the team that's working there with IDES, International Disaster Emergency Service. As we serve people, we give hope as we give help. Thank you so much for praying. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.